to play such a joke on me, the arch-songster kept repeating, on me! As for the women, they indignantly felt that they had been had on false pretenses, had by a wretched little man who had had alcohol poured into his bottle by mistake, by a creature with a gamma-minus physique. It was an outrage, and they said so, more and more loudly. The headmistress of Eton was particularly scathing. Lenina alone said nothing. Pale, her blue eyes clouded with an unwanted melancholy, she sat in a corner, cut off from those who surrounded her by an emotion which they did not share. She had come to the party filled with a strange feeling of anxious exultation. In a few minutes, she had said to herself as she entered the room, I shall be seeing him, talking to him, telling him, for she had come with her mind made up, that I like him more than anybody I've ever known. And then perhaps he'll say... What would he say? The blood had rushed to her cheeks. Why was he so strange the other night after the feelers? So queer. And yet I'm absolutely sure he really does rather like me. I'm sure... It was at this moment that Bernard had made his announcement the savage wasn't coming to the party. Lenina suddenly felt all the sensations normally experienced at the beginning of a violent passion surrogate treatment, a sense of dreadful emptiness, a breathless apprehension, a nausea. Her heart seemed to stop beating.
Perhaps it's because he doesn't like me, she said to herself,
and at once this possibility became an established certainty. John had refused to come because he didn't like her. He didn't like her.